What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Johnny Cakes Auville. Joining us right now to talk a little puck is our pal, the head coach of the Washington Capitals, Spencer Carberry. He's presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing, you. Visit cfaortho.com. Good morning, coach.
Morning, guys.
How do you sleep after a game like that? Do you sleep better?
Usually pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Every night.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, you got it together. How are you so freaking poised?
Yeah, do you take any melatonin? Do you have any sleep aids?
You know, how about a couple beers?
Because we need help every night in that department. I get the Sunday scaries every night.
I'm like a 4 hour a night guy.
Oh,
and
oh. That's
so you're exhausted
great.
By the time you get to bed.
Yeah, like I'm usually out, and then I just even if we play really well, or you still like my mind gets racing, and so I've got a checklist of like, okay, need to do this, and this tomorrow, and then usually fairly early in the morning that my brain wakes me up. I don't need an alarm, and I'm ready to roll.
Wow. So if you're a 4 hour night guy, are you like most of your players? I'm just going to assume most of your players. Do the game day ritual of they take a nap on game day.
Oh, now, he ain't taking a nap.
Do you sneak in naps like the players do? Because the junks, I'll be honest, I hit a nap 4 or 5 days out of the week. I mean, I'm very consistent with my nap routine.
Yes. Game days, I usually will try to lay down and get like an hour.
Oh, you do?
Usually. Sometimes no, but it usually helps me because like – some of the, especially on the road, like you'll be up till 11:30 midnight, and you'll want to try to bang out some work after the game. So it'll help me be a little bit more alert, being able to cut some film.
This might sound like a stupid question, but I mean, most of my questions are stupid. But when I was at the last game a few weeks ago, so it was when I think the Bruins came into town. We sent them home sadly.
Yeah.
I was watching, and sometimes I could tell, like, you're, like, stretching your head around. Like, it's hard for you to – can you see everything from your spot, from where you are? Can you pretty much see everything?
Mostly. There's a few spots. So, like, the
behind
corners,
the net or something? Yeah.
No, the net, I'm fine. It's the corners that are on the bench side.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes, like, I can't see because the glass and everything, so I'll stand up on the bench if I need to see something down in either of those corners, whether it's in our end or the far end, because, like, your angle, it, like, is obstructed by fans and the glass and that. So sometimes I'll stand up to get a better view of those corners.
Again, forgive me because I never played hockey, and it's hard to tell when you're watching. Are you the one that's calling out the next line, or just one of your assistants doing that? Are you tapping guys on the shoulder? How does that work?
So I do the forwards. So okay. All the forward lines, like I'll call who's up next.
Right.
And Mitch Love will do the D. So he deals with all who the next D pair that's coming up.
Okay.
And something funny, like, so as the game goes along, and I've gotten better at this, but I still have my go-to guys like Nick Dowd is my go-to guy in Dubois, as well as, like, sometimes I'm looking for a matchup, and so I'll wait as long as I can to call the next line.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll get a little bit dicey because guys know, they're like, hey, Carbs, who's going? Who's going?
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll give me, like, the reminder as it's getting real close to guys need to get off. We need to know who's going. And I try to hold off –
Yeah, are you hollering at them? Are you like, get off Ovi? Or are they? Does that happen?
You know what? It's such a common question. People ask me that all the time of like, how does everybody change in unison and know when to get off the ice? And it's crazy. If you've never played,
yeah,
it's hard to explain, but basically we have an internal clock.
Yeah.
Like you can go a shift for about 45 to 50 where you now can't, your output levels, like it's just the farthest the human body can go as you're going up and down the ice, up and down the ice, is about 45 to 50 seconds. So it's an internal clock knowing everybody on the ice at that point knows like, okay, it's time for me to get off. So that's why everybody comes at the same time and they know my shift's over, 45 seconds,
right?
Next line up.
Right.
Before we get into this game, I'm curious, since we're talking kind of about your coaching, you've been coaching for several years now in the minors and now, of course, in the pros, your second season here with the Capitals. How's your coaching evolved? If you had to go to Spencer Carberry first year coaching to Spencer Carberry right now, what's changed?
Oh, well, I've learned a ton, and I'm always getting better and fine tuning and experience, and you just get better. It's hard to explain. It's not like you're going to school and you're like studying how to coach and handle different situations and communicate and have meetings, and you just with experience and as you get to know your players and your team better, you just become way more effective at what you're doing. Like the experiences that you go through it with your players in certain situations and games, you just get better and better and better at handling those and coaching those situations is probably the best way I can put it. So I'll give you an example. Like my individual meetings with Tom Wilson have gotten so much better than last year because I know Willie and I know his tendencies and I know his game so well, having been around it for the last 100-some-odd games and watched him every single, I know the triggers in his game that I need to help. Hey, we got to get this back on track. You're doing a great job here. Here's where we got to get better. So I think you just get better and better and better with experience is the easiest way to answer that.
Coach Carbs, this is the latest Logan Thompson weekly appreciation segment of your interview. In the last two wins, he's made 32 out of 33 and 19 out of 19 saves in the two wins over Nashville and Anaheim. 51 out of 52 saves is pretty good. He gets his first shutout as a Cap last night. In his last eight appearances, he's 7-0-1 with a 1.69 goals against and a 94.3 save percentage. And by the way, he's doing it at a salary under $800K. Brian McClellan loves that part. But he is a free agent at the end of the season. He is crushing it between the pipes for you guys.
Did he hire you as his agent?
No, that's just my own personal
research.
I'd
take the gig, though.
I'd like a piece of his next deal, though. That would be fantastic if I could get it.
Yeah, he's had a phenomenal start to the year and over the first half of the season. He's been a rock back there, and and especially of late after Chucky going down and playing the Nashville game and then playing sort of his second in a row last night, he was excellent. Nashville, he stole us the game. Like they outplayed us in that game, and he was fantastic. So he's been great for us, and he's been a big part of why we are where we are, wins and losses-wise.
Are you worried about the platoon being put on hold now? Because that had been very successful for you. Like, I remember when the season started, when you were like, yeah, we're going to platoon the goalies. I was like, well, that's definitely unorthodox, but it's really worked for you. Are you concerned at all that, hey, this platoon was working well, this is going to get thrown off? It doesn't appear to be through these first two games, though.
No, and I mean, you never like to lose a goaltender to injury, and Chucky being out, I don't think it's going to be too long-term, which is great news, but also it's an opportunity for LT to play some more games and show that he can play, you know, three in a row, two in a row, four in a row, whatever it might be. So I don't look at it as necessarily a negative. It's a negative losing Chucky to injury, but Logan getting an opportunity to play a little bit more is a good test for him and a good opportunity to prove and show like, hey, I want to play more. I want more opportunity, which I think it's healthy. It's fine.
All right, so we've talked to you about this kind of throughout the season. There have been times when you guys have been struggling 5-on-5. Last night, that was not the case. What are you seeing on the 5-on-5 versus the special teams?
Still working through it. Last night, better, especially in the first period. I thought that was one of our best periods we've played in a long time with the puck offensively. Spent a ton of time at the offensive end generating some good opportunities, some sustained pressure, all that stuff. I think we're just continuing to work our way through this stretch where we've lost a little bit of the chemistry in our forward lines. We don't have some of our top guys are just not firing right now like they were at the beginning of the year. And so we're still continuing to try to work through that and get some guys back executing at a real high level and playing with confidence and playing with chemistry on their line. So we moved some things around last night. It went okay. The top six didn't get on the board from a goal production standpoint. I mean, Doobie was out there in the 2-on-1 goal. He helped set up the Ethan Frank goal, but our, Duhame scores a big goal with Chychrun, and Ethan Frank scores a big goal as well. So, and then obviously John Carlson steps up and scores a big goal as well.
Joined by Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Capitals, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. Ethan Frank, you just touched on him there. What a start to his NHL career on a three-game point streak with two goals and an assist. He's a guy that's shown he can do that in the minors. He's got 79 goals across 156 games with Hershey in that span. And I saw some of your quotes about his shot. His shot has some spiciness to it, right?
Oh, yeah. He has, like we've been spoiled with the greatest shot the game has ever seen with O for so many years. Ethan Frank is one of those level below, but he can sling it. So he plays that flank where O plays down in Hershey and has scored at an astronomical rate the last couple of years from that elbow, plays the power play, can one-time it, but also can shoot off the rush like you saw last night. It is heavy, hard, accurate. He's got a great shot. And to go with that, his speed is tremendous. And he won the fastest skater. He's a three-time American League All-Star, won the fastest skater at the skills competition there. And I think it was, I don't want to be misquoted here, but I want to say it was like the fastest time ever recorded in the full lap skills competition. And so he can fly. And you saw that in the Montreal game. He beats out the icing. You saw it in the Nashville game. He gets a half breakaway on Brady Shea, who's a good skater. He can really scoot. So he's got two really elite weapons, his skating and shot, that have helped him a lot, and he's doing a great job with his opportunity here.
Coach, how happy was Carly that he scored a goal that didn't get called back last night? He gets his fourth of the season. He goes Bardowski on Gibson to get the goal. He's had three taken off the board to video review. I mean, he's just been snake-bitten with that throughout the season, right?
I know, and they've all been like borderline, like could go either way calls too. So we're sitting there on the bench, and we got a running joke that we just know it's going the other way anytime that Carly's involved in it. And he almost had two. He had another one that rung off the bar. It was a great sifter through traffic, and we needed that. Well, right now, as you touched on the 5-on-5 scoring, we need some big plays from guys to step up. Ethan Frank's done it, and John Carlson did. Scored a big goal for us last night.
By the way, Ethan Frank undrafted, Logan Thompson undrafted. How many guys do you guys have that are undrafted? I'm just curious. Do you know?
I'm going to probably say that's it.
Wow. Wow.
I'm going to say that's it. I think just those two.
That's a testament to those guys, right? That they can go undrafted and find their way into the league and still thrive.
Big time. And it's, I mean, you pull for people like that and players like that that take the road less traveled and are maybe overlooked, maybe late bloomers, maybe, they had to go through some adversity and all those sorts of things, and then for them to be playing in the best league in the world and doing well, and not just, you know, playing games, but thriving in the best league in the world, is everybody loves those stories, and because you know you can relate to them of how much they've gone through to get where they are. And both those guys are a testament to perseverance and being undrafted and being able to get where they are through hard work and overcoming obstacles.
Coach Carbs, look at Dowder last night. 8 out of 10 in the faceoff dot. He was in the zone. I know faceoffs, they're not a glamour stat like goals or assists. And I'm no hockey expert, but that's a pretty important one since it does give you possession of the puck.
Yeah, Dowder's he's a beast in the dot. He's the first over the boards penalty kill for us. Any penalty kill starts with a D-zone draw, and he takes it every single time. And those are huge, huge draws. And we've started using him on the 3-on-3 as well in overtime, which he's snapped back a few massive draws because possession is so valuable, especially overtime, penalty kill, any of those situations, 5 versus 6. He won a big draw the other a few games ago to seal a win. He's our go-to guy, especially on that right shot side or the right dot. On his strong side where he's pulling it back on his back end.
Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Washington Capitals, joins us on the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. So next couple games, you head to Ottawa. That's Thursday night. Then you've got a home one against Pittsburgh on Saturday. Commanders play Saturday night. So will you put that on after the game? Like, what do you do?
Scoreboard watching. Go Commanders.
There you have it. 7 p.m. puck drop against the Pens and 8 o'clock kick, I believe, for the Commanders in Detroit.
It's awesome.
All right, Coach, keep it going. First win streak here in a while. It's great. Keep that thing going.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
Yeah, you
go
too.
Go Commanders.
Yep. Yeah, go Commanders.
There you go.
He
got it in twice.
Yeah. That's Coach Spencer Carberry, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAOrtho.com.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to get up in the middle.
Walked into the studio after the commercial break,
mm-hmm.
and the boys behind the glass, including Mike Marr, were all here. They were like attacking EB.
Yeah, it was like a big group.
I don't know that he had seen the video, but a lot of people have seen this video of the fan at the Eagles game attacking the woman who was wearing the Packers jacket. Turns out her fiance or husband or boyfriend, he either hosts a radio show or he's a blogger or a podcast or whatever.
Okay.
He's got some sort of Packers thing going, right? And he brought his GoPro to the game.
People still have GoPros?
Yes.
Is it still a thing?
And is it like on his head?
Was this game in 2012?
Did he have like a bike helmet?
Like, no, it was like a body. It was almost like a body cam.
Like body cam.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And so this Eagles fan is roughly about, I don't know, 4 seats to the side and maybe mm-hmm. 1 or 2 rows up
mm-hmm.
and just starts barking at his girlfriend or fiance or wife. And she's got the Packers thing and he's calling her a stupid C word.
Hold on.
Exact quote was ugly, dumb C word.
Yes.
Well, by the way, he should get punched out. I mean, I don't know. I guess like he lost his job.
If that guy isn't,
if he
like
calls your wife,
oh, you're rumbling.
Yeah, how's like the other guy just sitting there, just taking it?
He's a clout chaser. He's trying to make this thing go viral, so he's just letting it unfold. I guess
you can't let someone call your wife a dumb C. You just can't. Yeah, you gotta go to war on that.
Yeah,
one.
That's even though you know that.
Am I wrong?
Like, if he's a Packers fan, he's just gonna get jumped on by like 8 random Eagles fans.
All right,
at
so
that point,
look. I feel like I'm one of the only ones, I hate to say this, defending the Eagles guy.
You're kind of defending him.
He's a POS, like,
sure.
Of course. But that's an Eagles fan at a football game. I expect nothing less. The Packers fan
begged, oh, my God, he emasculates him, too.
The Packers fan begged for people to send him to, quote, Belly of the Beast. He did a GoFundMe for
right.
people to send him there. He wears not even a GoPro, like a camera attachment mm-hmm. on his chest
right.
to document how people are treating him. Some guy calls his wife beyond inappropriate, an ugly, dumb C, and he runs to the internet? No, you grab that guy by the collar, and you're tumbling down
sure.
6 rows.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to do.
You're brawling.
Or you're going to just talk ass back. That's
right.
what happens at football games. You're not going to run to the internet and say, do your thing, find this guy. He was mean to me. Or my wife. Who cares?
The guy must have gotten drunk because Basara, who is the blogger or whatever, I guess I should figure out exactly what he is, whose fiance is getting yelled at, he said it started out with playful jabs at first. Mm-hmm. Or kind of just saying things to us right when we sat down. I chatted with him for a bit, but then he just kept saying some of the same things, continued through the entire game. It got worse and worse as the game went on. That's what I'm saying. Probably more and more drinks. We're surrounded by Eagles fans. We were getting all the attention. And then it just got out of control.
And so the story is the guy ends up getting fired. Is that the deal? That's
yes.
What's come out today? I mean, the guy acted like a jerk.
The guy was acting like an ass. And look, if you act like that, and that video of you is circulating around the internet, like, I can understand why a company would be like, you know what? That's not a good look.
Right.
One of our employees is the biggest star and the viral star on the net
right now. I'm totally against the cancel culture phenomenon. 100% against it. I don't think that's really like cancel culture, though. That's like, you're acting acting like an ass.
You're not acting like a normal
human
being.
Not like someone saying you're spreading misinformation or any of this crap that we've been through the last 4 or 5 years. But would you act like that? That's
like,
real.
Like, if I went to a Commanders game, I went to a Commanders Giants game, and I started berating like a Giants fan and calling her the same thing that that guy called her
an ugly, and then, dumb C in front of her husband.
And then it goes viral.
I can't believe
you think Odyssey wouldn't be like, this is not the best look for one of our employees. I think we're going to terminate you. I'd be disappointed, but I would also be like, yeah, I kind of understand your decision. It makes sense.
She even says, so I guess they're engaged. She's the fiance. She said,
this guy must be like 4 feet tall. She said, because he just emasculated
She
him.
Said, it's one Bagel thing. Boss. She said, it's one thing if he's going F the Packers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. They expect that. She said, but he just talked about her looks the whole time.
Right. Well,
and he said, there's no women.
You're defending that guy.
I'm not. No. Don't say that. I'm not defending him. I don't care. I don't want him fired from his job for talking crap at a football game because some guy set him up.
That's not talking crap. That's okay. When you cross the line. There is such a thing as cross the line, Drab. He called her an ugly.
How
dumb
do you know?
C.
How do you know it was said by him? He could have said, "I hope you fat f die of a heart attack tonight."
I could tell that wussy didn't say anything.
Here's what he said.
Everything's fake. You say it yourself.
That's true.
Everything's fake.
Everything is fake. That's true.
Fair point. Very fair point.
That's true.
Here's what he said.
But I would bet that he didn't say anything.
But he said this.
That guy's a wussy.
He said everybody around there was an Eagles fan. Right. And he said, and for the people around us that didn't hear it because it was loud, if it turned into an altercation or something physical happened, all they see is me messing with an Eagles fan, and then I become the target.
Right.
And then what happens with my fiance at the time in this scenario, it's a dangerous situation. So he didn't think it was best to attack the guy because he felt like if he attacked the guy, then everybody around him is attacking him.
Well, he's right. But he just took it.
He just has to take the...
But I think you have to take the beating.
He's got
to
take the knuckle sandwich.
You
got
to take the beating. Sometimes you have to take the beating.
Yeah, you just got to...
For your honor.
Yeah.
You got to take an honor beating.
Why would you bring your girl to that? Why would you go online and say, send me to the belly of the beast?
Because he's a clout chaser.
I'm looking for a fight, and then bring your girl.
He's an attention.
You would never do that.
No, some people like doing that. I would never do it. I would never go to an Eagles game in like skins gear, sit front row, talk ass with fans. That's not my shtick. I would never do it. But some people do like to do it, you know? So in that sense, he was probably expecting it. It's like jumping in a lion's cage. Are you surprised?
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
The lion attacked
you? If you wear enemy gear into Philly or some, it's not just Philly, a few other stadiums, you're going to get messed with by the local fans.
But it doesn't mean that they're not going to later. If the lion eats a person that jumps in the cage, there's going to be ramifications for the lion. They're probably going to put the lion down.
Most likely, yeah.
Yeah. So there are ramifications even for the lion.
I mean, Harambe didn't do anything wrong years ago. That kid falls in. They shoot Harambe. Harambe's just chilling.
Right.
I mean, you brought your girl to the pit, and you're upset the way that she was treated.
What? They crossed the line.
Of course, you crossed the line.
You crossed the line. You called her a dumb, my wife, an ugly, dumb C. You got to go in there. That guy's clearly ready to fight. You got to go in there and take a beating. This guy clearly is a zero. He's got no male energy. Zero testosterone.
I just think every NFL game, there's dozens of fights. People are punching each other in the face.
I know.
Most of the time on the same team.
I know.
I can't.
So he should have gotten in a fight.
Then everybody should be fired.
I can't be out with all the rumblers. Hold on. I just can't.
I understand the C word is
ugly.
I know the C word is the worst thing you can say in the world
to a woman. It is.
It is. It's a bad thing to say. Don't take your girl in there. What are you doing, dummy?
It's not that bad.
But it's about as bad as you can. And it's a terrible look for him. And I'm anti-cancel culture. I think it's the worst. He acted like an ass.
There was a lot of back and forth. If you look, according to her account, started with this whole thing. They're going back and forth about third grade or whatever. And she says, he says, actually, you're not even good looking enough to be talking to me. And then the woman, the fiance, says, what does that mean? He says, you know what that means. She then says, have you looked in the mirror yourself? And then he
That's
said,
a fine comment.
And then he goes, yeah, but I'm a man. I'm allowed to be ugly.
Kind of true.
Funny.
That guy's got zings.
All right. Funny. All right.
So you're upset at the C word?
I don't care. Listen, if you said that to my wife.
Hey, that's locker room talk.
Hey, if you said that to my wife, even if you're 7 feet tall, I'll take the beating. I'm going to go in there and take the beating.
What if you called her an ugly, dumb bimbo? Can you call her a bimbo?
It's a little, it's a little less.
So now we're just.
A little less inflammatory. It is, in my opinion. It's a little less inflammatory. I'm more concerned that wussy didn't attack the guy. Then I am the guy being fired.
I'm not saying you have to get into a fight, right? If that's not your thing,
Nobody wants to get in a fight. I don't want to take a beating, but I would take the beating.
Running to the internet after you put yourself in that situation and say, internet, find this guy for me. Meanwhile, he was in 2 feet in front of you the entire time. You did nothing. Please, people, find this guy and dox him and ruin his life. I hate that.
I hate that too. But that guy, you can't, that guy put himself in that position. So I do hate everything that guy represents. Number one, his lack of male energy, his lack of testosterone. I hate that. He has zero.
I hate that.
But I also hate that he's trolling for likes and stuff. But that other guy has no defense.
Yeah. He said that
we're kind of all in the wrong.
I'll say this. He said that once he started recording, his friend, the Eagles fan's friend, tapped him, and then he stopped. So actually, by just whipping out the phone or the camera, he de-escalated the situation.
Right, the weasel.
Without having
the weasel
fight.
Did.
Yeah. I mean,
he did de-escalate the situation. So if you want to give him a pound for that, okay. But I think he crossed the line in that instance. You have to just escalate.
I'm not pro-escalation there. I'll say that because given the situation.
No,
of
you're gonna take a beating.
Where he's at,
you're gonna lose. You're going to lose, and it's going to hurt.
It's not going to be fun.
You're going to lose.
Yeah. I think
you're
going to
lose that one.
I think you leave your seats.
Well, then you would at least leave.
You maybe say something to the guy, and like, you're a piece of ass, and then you leave, and you find some other seats.
Right.
Well, can't you also, like, involve security? Can't you get an usher to come in and just say, like,
it's kind of pathetic, too. But, yeah, you could.
I mean, if you don't want to get into a brawl, you don't want eight dudes punching you in the face, you might want to get security involved.
Didn't they used to have a jail at the Eagle Stadium?
Yes, the vet used to have
a
jail.
You kind of, that's where Drab has a point too. You're kind of getting what you're looking for. I think all you guys that go to games and like you just want to like get all this attention and you're inviting confrontation. You kind of get what you're asking for, but that doesn't mean that the other guy. There's no repercussions on the other side either.
Can people just stop brawling at NFL and NHL and NBA games? Like, stop fighting in the stands.
Do you want to go to break and then come back? Anybody got the calls? What do you want to do? We're trying to manage our clock better.
Sure, everyone's fired up.
Yeah, everyone's fired up.
800-636-1067. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines talking about this Eagles fan who called a Packers fan Give me the exact phrasing, Cakes.
Ugly, dumb, C-word.
Yes.
It's the best way I can.
And he's since been fired. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
All right, the bitter cold, Washington.
Alexander Basara. He's the guy whose fiance was yelled at.
All right.
It's funny.
Let me guess. 5'2", 106 pounds.
I have no idea what his height is. I mean, he looks like a regular guy. He's got a beard.
Looks like a little weasel.
Have you looked at him? I mean, he looks like a normal guy. But he's, I was saying I don't know what he is because I knew I'd read.
What's his name again?
Alexander Basara.
All right.
So I knew. I said maybe he's a podcast or whatever. He's described as a content creator. He had 60,000 followers on YouTube. All right. But this article is funny. It's talking about kind of his tactics. As Drab mentioned, he did a GoFundMe. Well, turns out he lives like an hour from Philly. So I read this article. Like, why is this guy needs a GoFundMe to travel an hour? It's ridiculous. And he's apparently... He's been described as a serial GoFundMe guy. Oh. There's screenshots.
He's a scammer.
Here's one. Hey, guys, my sister's cat is going through FIP currently. She fosters cats a ton, and anything helps. Boom. GoFundMe. Here's another one. Damn it. I really wish I didn't have to make this post, but I could really use your help right now. This morning, my girlfriend and her dog Fleetwood is sadly diagnosed with cancer. We're doing everything in our power to get him through what he truly needs. Boom, another GoFundMe.
He needs cash.
He's a GoFundMe guy.
Somebody said they gave him $8,000 for a dog, and then they put the dog to sleep, and he kept the money.
Oh, yeah,
wow. I don't know if that's true, but I read that.
He's a professional scammer.
Very scam-alicious.
He's a professional scammer.
He set the trap, and the Eagles fan stepped in, and now his life is ruined.
Yeah.
But that's the problem, though. He did set the trap. That's why I say both sides are in the wrong.
They are.
Yeah.
He's definitely in the wrong.
But this
guy, it's one thing to say.
This guy's not a victim.
Packers.
This guy's not a victim.
No, he's not. If anybody's a victim, it's the girl. Yes. The girl got called an ugly, dumb C for no reason. She's catching shrapnel all over the place.
She's just watching Jordan Love throw picks left and right. And she's got an Eagles fan just assaulting her in the row behind her.
I did like.
And by the way,
she did respond. Why don't you look in the mirror?
She's not bad looking.
She's average.
Yeah, I mean, I would say. You know, 6 or better. Is that bad?
All right, let's go to the phones. I just wanted to give you a little more background on the described serial GoFundMe guy.
Yeah, I mean, you need to save the GoFundMes for when something really goes wrong, like something devastating. Not just your cat has some sort of issue. Like, you need to save that one for the big casino.
Yeah. All right.
Right?
Yeah, I think
so. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he did for the dog's casino.
Okay, well.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Rob in Springfield. Rob, what's up?
Hey, Rob.
Gentlemen, good morning. How are y'all doing, man?
What's up, doing Rob? Good.
Hey, I had this chat conversation with a group I'm in Facebook, man, and now I hear all that information about the guy, how he's regularly asking for GoFundMes. This dude he's a clown, all right? But I'm on the fence. In a situation like this where you're in the public with, like, all these people and you're surrounded by Eagles fans, and you're going to, set it off because this guy called your wife the C-word, and you're not thinking about, at that time, you're not thinking about what could potentially happen. You fight this guy, right? You're potentially going to get jumped by every other Eagles
fan. That's
true.
You're going to take a beating. Okay. You're going to take a beating.
Cool. You're going to take a beating, right? Okay, so you're going to be put in a hospital. You're paying for that. Now you got to talk to your job. Apparently, I don't know if this guy even has a job, being he's a professional scammer. But, like, okay, you're hurt. Now you're in a job. You're missing time from work. Now, like, things are tight because, you're losing out on money or whatever it is over a word. Because you couldn't have enough mental strength to be like, man, this Bama, he's just talking out his brain. He's not going to do anything. You know what I mean? That's just my opinion.
Right. Yeah. Well, you're just a better person.
Cool. If this was like at a 7-Eleven, I'm wrecking dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm wrecking dude. Because it's more chance there's going to be less people to come jump you. You had an Eagles game.
Yeah.
The Eagles fans, they're going to
come. It's not a good situation for him.
I think also.
You know the person.
Also, yeah. Also, though, I think you have to understand that this guy, there's a 0% chance he's going to respond because he's getting what he wants. He wants to be a victim, so he's not going to go in there and start fighting or it swinging, because then it takes, you know what I mean? So there's a so, and I understand why he didn't defend his wife, because he wanted him to insult him and to get the right. He was setting the trap.
You don't have to.
Maybe,
fight.
Maybe not. Like he was. I'm looking at the guy was taking pictures of himself going to the game before the game in the parking lot and all that stuff, and then this happened.
So why
apparently
couldn't it be it?
Later in the game, he may not have been videoing anything. He just freaking had it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he also could have planned, hey, I'm going to make, you know, I'm going to go to the game.
He's a YouTuber. He said he was going to document the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then edit it up. I'm not saying you have to fight. If you don't want to fight, that's fine. I don't want to fight. But if you're certainly going to Joan on him back, you're not going to just let your wife get called the C-word.
Yeah, but you're not going to Joan on him back if you're trying to get this guy. You know,
I know. That's why it was a trap.
Content is king for him.
I agree with you. It was a trap. But that doesn't exonerate the other guy.
No, you can't excuse the guy's behavior.
Huh? He's garbage.
That old guy who got fired.
So was everybody at these games.
It's horrible.
I know. But, yeah, I'm okay with that loser getting fired. I don't know. I'm okay with it.
Like she said,
it's
one thing if they say Packers suck, ha 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 ha, you guys are going home, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
He then delved into the personal looks thing, dropping the C word.
Your team sucks. And then they sent it out. That's fine. You're not getting fired for that.
I know, but it's thousands of people at every NFL game or soccer games. It's just the environment of those situations.
No company wants to be associated with a guy that's publicly calling a woman a C word.
It's the C word. It's the C word. So if he just called her fat and ugly, it's okay.
C word is a flashpoint.
Fat and ugly is not great.
The C word's like the exclamation point.
You probably survive. Maybe not. I don't know if they have compliance videos. Here at Odyssey, it'd probably get you fired.
Yeah.
If I call somebody fat and ugly here, I'm probably going to get fired.
Well, you do that daily.
Shtick. Shtick.
Yeah, it's part of the
content. Well,
I do that
to you guys, but that's part of the
deal. I think there's levels. C-word's not great. Obviously, the guy...
C-word.
If the guy's saying the N-word, fire him. If he's saying sexual slurs, fire him.
C-word doesn't have the history and everything that the N-word has.
It doesn't have the history of the N-word.
But it's close.
It's not great. It's not great.
It's like
it's not a good public look for him.
Like, for women, it triggers them. Sometimes I like to say it around women because I know it triggers them, but I'm not calling them.
You hear that, David Feel?
Yeah.
No, you understand what I'm saying?
We need the junk sunset.
Savannah, cover your ears in the update room.
Because I'm not calling them that, but I'll use the word in their presence knowing it tweaks them.
How's it different than bitch?
Bitch isn't great either.
I think the C word, just it's a few levels above. It's just... It's a flashpoint type of word.
I have no regard for that word. I don't know why.
I know you're a guy.
You don't hold it on either. A pedestal.
It doesn't bother me.
Chicks call themselves that all the time.
I know.
I don't know why that word's so bad. I know it's bad.
I can say it because it makes me laugh.
I don't know why it's so taboo.
I'm reading another article.
In London, they say it every other word.
Yeah.
Go watch like a Guy Ritchie movie.
100% true. And it's not even considered a big deal. In London.
I'm reading another article about the exchange. So he yells, "She's an ugly, dumb C." She then said, "I'm ugly. I'm so hurt," while pretending to cry.
Yeah.
And then he basically said it was a tough situation. He videoed it because he thought that if he got physical, there was no good ending for him. He wasn't prepared to take a beat down.
Yeah, he was going to get the
beat
down.
He just did the math and looked at all the Eagles jackets and said, "I can't do anything."
Yeah, but you know what? You get into the scrap, three or four guys jump on top of you, you get down on the ground.
Right.
You turtle up, and then you take a few shots to the ribs, and then security separates you.
All
right,
Savannah's sitting down. I grabbed you and grabbed her. Have you been listening to the conversation at all?
I have been, yes.
All right, do you have thoughts?
I do. So as the woman of the show, I'm here to... But I think I kind of have a hot take.
All right.
I don't think the guy should have been fired.
Really?
I do. Do I think being called the C word is nice? No. Do I think it's a fireable offense? No.
So you're a CEO of a major company, and you have this guy calling a woman a C word. And
it's not a good look.
Right. He's going to get reprimanded,
maybe a suspension.
Right?
Maybe
sure.
a suspension.
Something.
Maybe like, hey, let's remember, you're always representing our company,
right.
blah, blah, blah.
Sure, okay, I'd be fine with that if they did that. That'd be great.
Yeah,
better
like,
for him.
I knew I liked Savannah.
I don't know. Like, I just don't think,
not that big a deal to you.
Just because I walk down the street, walking along, going on the metro, whatever. The number of people that most of the time they're homeless people that scream the C word at me all the time.
Really?
Really?
All the time.
That happens like on a daily
Why,
basis?
Because you don't give them money?
I don't take the metro anymore.
Because you don't give them money
they're
or
like,
something?
They're like Migs from Silence of the Lambs.
They're just losing their minds.
They're mentally.
Right, we get yelled at constantly. Mm-hmm. Like, you're to say, in the city, like, someone gives you a compliment. You don't, or a guy in a bar, normal person in a bar, comes up to you, oh, you're really pretty, and you're like, okay, leave me alone. And they're like, oh my God, you don't have to be such a C-word about it. And it's like, okay.
Man, that's rough. Getting fired. It's rough being a woman out there.
Yes, it is. Yeah. This one just happened to be caught on camera.
Yeah.
So I'm just, if we fired every man that called a woman a bad word, no man would have it. Well,
yeah, drab.
A lot of men would not have a job anymore. So I don't know.
What if your husband was there and you were at the game and the guy called you the C word? You want your husband throwing blows, don't you? You want him in there.
Not in the slightest.
Really?
I do not want my husband to get in a fight. There's nothing ickier than my husband now fighting, physically fighting because someone called me a bad word.
That gives you the ick?
That they give
you the kids' terms?
Why? He's protecting you.
I don't know. I just don't need that. Like,
chivalry is dead.
You don't want him to do that? You don't want him to take a punch for you?
No. That would immediately give me the ick. Mm. If my husband got into a physical fight, or guys that like love to fight, ick.
It's immature. It's immature.
Listen, no one wants to fight, but there are lines you can cross.
I think that's
a line that's crossed.
Like, if my husband did the whole, like, this guy's being a jerk, I'd be like, okay, come on, let's leave. I don't want him to be like, no, I'm going to go. Like, oh my God, relax.
No, there's no talk.
Chill.
No,
I can't remember the situation. Didn't Valdez give somebody a beat down outside his apartment?
Of course.
He's given a couple guys a beat.
Yeah. Of course.
So you wouldn't have liked that?
Well, dude, that was my number one ick. Like, guys that want to fight or like show you or like, I'm going to defend you and protect you. Like, I'm good. There are a few situations. If somebody comes and punches me, okay, then now you
yeah,
take
then it's
I'm
on.
Not throwing a punch. Right. You can throw the punch. If it's just words and you make it physical, nope, I'm out. But if someone else starts it, then you can
By the way, just to defend myself, the guy was trying to sexually assault Drab's wife.
Yeah, that's true. What about the Packers or the Steelers guy you knocked
out? He was being a jerk. I was just young. Yeah, and stupid.
20 beers.
Yeah.
Savannah, right. What do you make about EB casually using the C word when he's hanging out with Vinny and Joe?
No. EB, go easy on that C word.
I'm not afraid to use that word to kind of tweak people.
EB's trying to spice it up by using the C word.
I mean, I don't know. I can't give you the scenario, but I'm not calling someone a C, but I will use the
describing C-word. Other people as C's. It's
possible in a certain situation. I've been known to do that. To
Mike Maher should be videoing this. This could be an Odyssey training pod. We can make this a module for everybody to use.
All right. Thank you, Savannah. Thank you, Savannah.
They need
bad
actors. So
yeah, they do. Thank you.
The actors in the Odyssey training videos. Horrendous. Yeah. I mean, they've got acting gigs, but it's the bottom of the barrel.
You think they put that on their IMDb?
Well, they have to. I mean, if they want another gig,
I think some of the people that I do the crop spots with,
yeah,
they do training video acting.
Oh, they do?
I'm not kidding.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm not kidding. All right, hold on. Valdez has made me look like a clown, too.
Yeah, are you guys on sync?
No, we're not making beautiful mutual radio
You're
love
good
together.
Now? There's synergy between you two?
Yeah, he cut me off 2 seconds ago, and he cut me off when I was doing the read. All right. The bitter cold Washington winter weather is here. Can your home's heating system keep up? Ensure your family's comfort all season long by calling the 5-star heating experts at Crop Metcalf. Crop Metcalf 5-star technician is equipped with the top-notch training and experience to properly fix and maintain your system. They can catch any potential problems before you're left out in the cold. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.